I want to say this, and I thank God for all of you. Listen to me real good. I thank God for all of you, and I'll use my time wisely. I will. I thank God for all of you, but I thank God for God opened the door for us. I guess I need to read it. When he said this, let's see, when was that? 1980. It was 1980. And I'm going to read it to you. He said, I was in the Rhema Auditorium, which is now the Rooker, what is it, Rooker, Remora? Anyway, it's a building. I was trying to think of the name of it, R-E-M something, auditorium. And he gave me this scripture, and I'll never forget it. And none of you wouldn't remember because you weren't there. And a lady named Sandy Brown, that's the preachingest white woman I heard in my life. Now, I heard some people can preach, but my, she made some kind of impression on me. And this is where the Lord gave me that scripture, Acts 2:8. Ask of me. I said Acts 2:8, Psalms 2:8, excuse me, Psalm 2:8. He said, ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and utmost parts of the earth for thy possession. And I received that scripture. Little did I know, some 30 years later, we have had people of different race to come. And but the time has come. That's why God is talking like he's talking, because we got to change our thinking. Because we are no longer, we say it and then we'll go back and just do like we've been doing. But we are no longer a black church. It should never been said. And that's why we have all the problem we have among believers, because some of them think they're a white church. Some think they're a black church. Some think they're Oriental and so forth and all that. But there's only two kind of people on earth. There's God's family and the devil family. You and one or the other. And now God has opened the door, and I want to say this from the pulpit so they can hear it and you can hear it. If I find out some of you among this congregation messing with those people, not doing them right, you're going to have me in your face like you ain't never had me before. And I can be tough when I want to be. And it might be one little time I want to be real tough. Did y'all hear what I said? I want you to walk in love because God is doing something. And we are not going to let the devil mess up what God is doing. Amen. So we just want to welcome our new friends to this congregation. Amen. Let's welcome them. Hallelujah. Welcome my brothers and my sisters. Amen. God has a plan for your life just like he has a plan for our life. Amen. And there's none of us that haven't been through something. Amen. I said there's none of us here that hadn't been through something. We had our struggle, but we have found out the truth, and then we're gonna triumph over the works of darkness and all that darkness produced with the word of God. Amen. Amen. Have you got your Bible yet? Amen. Well, then open it up to where I tell you. Amen. Open your Bible with us to, I want to pick up where I left off. Romans 5:17-18. We talked about that. Those particular verses kind of extensively, but not too the extent that it can be taught and expound upon, but I want to pick up there. And I'm going to read it from two different translations here. Romans 5, 17 and 18. And I'll just go as far as I can, and when I get to that point, I'll just stop. We'll pick up here the next time. Have you found Romans chapter 5? All right. Go ahead and put it on the screen in the King James for right now. Romans 5, 17. For it says, for, okay, look at that. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. We love you guys. That's why we got it in Spanish. For if by one man's offense what happened? Death reigned by one. Much more. You hear what it says? If one man, I know, here's what we're talking about. Let me hear what we're going to deal with today. It is God's will for us to own the kingdom. It is God's will for you, for me, for us to own the kingdom. There are no failures in God. There are no shortages. There are no lacks. There is nothing missing. There is nothing broken. There is nothing incomplete. Everything is complete, whole. If our mind won't think, if we won't train our mind to think, meditate on the word, we smother the operation of our spirit. I never said it like that before. Because your spirit must have your mind's cooperation to express things from God until the time comes where the spirit overrides a situation and you begin to speak out of your spirit. But most of the time, we're not in that place. Do you follow me? So if you don't think like God, it hinders God from getting revelation to you. So now listen to what he says again. For if by one man's offense, death reigned by one. Think about it. One man messed up, and death killed every man. Every man that ever been born into this planet, it killed him. Death reigned. Over every man that would come into this planet, death would get him. Death would hear. Death would fasten its grips on him and kill him. Not physically so at first, but spiritually. Death would destroy him. But watch what the next verse, what the rest of the verse says. He didn't say what? Same as, but what did he say? Much more. Much more. They which receive what? Their abundance. What is abundance? More than a little, isn't it? Wouldn't you say, isn't abundance more than a little? Abundance of grace. Now, notice he said, much more they which receive. Now, I want you to raise your hand. Don't raise your hand until I finish the question. I got at least 120 in my wallet right now. If you can't receive it, I want you to raise your hand. If you can't receive that 20, if I give it to you, how many of you cannot receive it? You just don't know how to do it. You can't receive it. Well, you won't ever get it. Oh. Now, watch this now. Y'all laughing. But see, the devil tell you that you can't receive something from God. But you can receive that 20. And I could write you a check for more than that. Uh-huh. Yeah. You want me to go ahead and write you one for 1,000? You want me to up it up? Just let
him use you,
Doc. Now,